Ksuvis Parakud Gimel Mishnah Tes. Shnaim Sheutziu Shtar Chov Ze Al Ze. Two people have a Shtar Chov, one to the other. Reuven is a Shtar that he lent Shimon money, and Shimon is a Shtar that he lent Reuven money. Admon Omer, Ilu Hayisi Chayiv Lecho, if I really am Chayiv to pay you, Ketzad Ata Loivim Mimeni. How is it possible that you then borrowed from me? In other words, let's say Reuven lent money to Shimon. Now Shimon's shtar shows that Reuven then borrowed money from Shimon at a later date. Now it can't be that the case here is where Reuven borrowed money after the shtar that Reuven's holding, after the date that he was due. Because if Reuven was due money, there is just no way that Reuven would go and write a shtar to borrow money from Shimon. Reuven is owed money and the time has passed. It's time to collect. So everybody would agree in that case that by the fact that Shimon has another shtar that was later, and it was after the time that Reuven should have been paid back, it shows that Reuven's shtar was either already paid back, or it's fraudulent. And if the case was where this second loan, where Reuven borrowed money second, took place before Reuven was really due his money, so Reuven lent money, and before it was due, Reuven says, listen, Shimon, I need to borrow some money from you. That also, everybody agrees, that's not a proof that Reuven's lying or anything like that, because he's still not due yet. Shimon still doesn't have to pay him back. So Shimon can give him a loan now. That's not a problem. The machlokes is we're within the same day that the loan is due, when Reuven lent money to Shimon. So let's say Reuven is due Yud Adar. And let's say in Tes Adar, Shimon now lends money to Reuven. So would Reuven really take out a loan from Shimon if there's only one day, less than one day left, that he's able to demand it without borrowing? So there Admon says he wouldn't do it. And therefore, that's why he says, Ilu hayisi chayv l'cha ketzarata loivim imeni. If I really was chayv to pay you, you wouldn't have borrowed from me if it was only one day away from when you're going to get the money. V'cham aymim, zeh go v'shtar chovo v'zeh go v'shtar chovo. Chum say, it's not true. A person will borrow, even if he needs it for just one day, he will borrow money, even if he's rightfully going to get money from him within 24 hours. And therefore, even the original lender can demand his money. And we don't assume here, too, that the loan is either paid back or mezuyif, and he can get his money back. And the Rav says here too that the halacha is like the Chachamim.